And coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm not in the studio at present. I'm in the kitchen, so to speak. We're doing a special outside broadcast segment. I am really excited because, you know, I'm a bit of a foodie. I do try my hand at whipping up a meal or two. And lately, I have been totally obsessed with cast iron cooking. And it seems that cast iron cookware is having a moment. And there's a particular brand that is leading the charge. You might have seen it in some high-end retailers around the Dolphin Coast and around the country. The brand that I'm talking about is Victoria. Victoria Cast Iron Cookware. And this year, celebrating a milestone of 85 years of existence as a company, established in 1939. And we've got a fantastic advert in the latest the Life and Style magazine, which you can pick up around town or in the airport lounges. And as I'm so obsessed, you know, I figured I had to do a bit of diving into the history of this fantastic brand. And I've got a few connections, you know, I know people. So we've pulled a few strings. And right now, I'm bringing to you a special story about this cookware brand that could. And on the line with me, I happen to have the man who currently heads up the global sales picture for Victoria. In fact, he's part of the family. He's the grandson of the founder of Victoria Cast Iron Cookware. His name is Manuel Maya. He joins me on the line right now from Colombia, of all places. And Manuel, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Mike. How's it going?
You're in my kitchen, and I'm glad to have you along for the ride. We're not alone. We're in good company. And alongside you, we have the lovely Juliana Cardona, who is marketing director for Victoria. Juliana, are you there?
Hi.
Great to have you in the kitchen as well. I hope you can stir. We've got a few different things going on the stove. But cast iron is definitely the order of the day. And this brand that has now entered its third generation as a family business has got an incredible history to it. And it keeps winning over fans generation after generation. Right now, it's in a really interesting and exciting space. I believe you are currently a worldwide phenomenon in like 38 countries. Is that right, Manuel?
Yeah, that's about it. We are in most of the countries in the Americas, Europe, Japan, Korea. We are almost at our 40th country. And obviously South Africa, which has been a really amazing market for us in the past few years.
South Africa, we love our food. We love cooking. We love eating. So it's natural that a brand like Victoria would find a special place in our hearts and our stomachs. With that being said, there is a whole subculture around cast iron cooking, and it seems to be getting more and more dedicated as Instagram and TikTok celebrities and influencers start to jump on the train. It seems to me like cast iron is very much in the spotlight, and I want to know why you think this is, because it's been around forever seemingly, but Victoria seems to do it better than anyone else. And from what I can tell, your manufacturing standards, the quality of the products that you produce, according to those in the know, professional chefs and home cooks alike, it's just a cut above. What is it that sets you guys apart?
I just think it's an obsession for the product. I mean, the story started with my grandfather. He got probably expelled out of high school, although they say it quitted. But he was obsessed on his way every day to school. He saw melted iron in some small foundry. And then he decided, okay, I want to learn this craft. I want to, you know, get into this. A year later, he opened his own shop in a garage that an uncle lent him. And he started doing crucifixes and toy soldiers. And from then on, the material is so flexible that you can do many stuff. But he also liked it eating. So he saw a huge opportunity there.
So from toy soldiers and decorative crucifixes, crosses, into this world of cooking ware. And I believe the sort of runaway hit was a maize, a corn grinder. Is that right? It's still iconic to this day.
part of our everyday meal in Latin America is either arepa or tortilla. That's like our bread. We eat corn because wheat doesn't grow in our land. It's the tropic. So the Indians and then the Spaniards gave it like a twist. They started grinding corn in order to do a type of bread. That was how I was born. Victoria was born with a corn grinder to do a product that could be for the masses. So that's when the company really took a big jump in terms of sales and production.
Amazing stuff. And you got to grind the corn to make the tortilla, but the tortilla press that you guys make is also like the stuff of legend. And I believe in the U.S. market, you guys dominate that space at the moment. Is that right?
it's a product directed for the Latin market, but surprisingly, we see a lot of American, like Anglo-American consumers that are just loving it. Crazy thing in Sweden and the Nordic countries, they have something called like Taco Tuesday or Taco Thursday. It's really becoming like a trend across many countries. So Latin cuisine is getting more, I would say, mainstream.
But you guys as a company, obviously with roots in Latin America, you have spread your influence far and wide, and it's been a kind of a cross-cultural exchange. I mean, Juliana, maybe you can weigh in on this, but I see that as in your marketing material, in your cooking inspiration, your recipe ideas, you're not afraid to embrace lots of different culinary influences. So is this a big part of the Victoria mission to sort of meet people where they're at and to show them that cast iron cookware can fit into their kitchen and their culture?
Yes, actually, we always want to show to the people that they can cook anything they want in the cast iron cookware. It's very versatile. You can make bread, you can make soups, you can make tacos or tortillas, as we mentioned. So we also try to gather all recipes from all countries we want and try to replicate those recipes.
Even for our own South Africa, I see you put together some really cool inspiration for a bobotie made in your amazing cast iron cookware. I've seen some other fantastic desserts, the mulba pudding done in a skillet that looked absolutely amazing.
It was delicious, actually. We were like amazed. The flavors, like you can have those ingredients here in Colombia, but when you mix them, you get a very, very delicious dish. Actually, my parents also tasted, and they were like, oh my God, we have to try this recipe again. It was so delicious. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Satara. Satara from Edison Stone. She's in the background, not on the microphone right now, but this is the company that brings Victoria cast iron cookware to South Africa. And we love them. We love what they do. And for the love of food, for the love of cast iron cooking, you know, one big thing that sort of pushed me in this direction is I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of research on food safety, food safe materials. You know, this is non-stick pans are a dime a dozen, they're everywhere, and you read a lot of stuff about the chemical coatings on these things, how they leach into foods, and I'm trying to find the most healthy, natural, sustainable, time-honored, traditional ways to cook. You get away from the forever chemicals. I stumbled upon this cast iron revelation, and you know, everyone knows to make your food taste better, you got to season it, but to make your skillet cook better, you should probably be seasoning that as well. So I want to sort of just dive into this idea of seasoning and what is the difference between sort of seasoned versus unseasoned versus enameled. Could you give us a little overview, Manuel?
Sure. So you have like two types of popular coatings for covering the cast iron world. The most American type, it's seasoned, which is basically iron with cooked oil or heated oil. This creates a patina. The oil changes like its molecular structure to become more of a natural polymer. Mm. And then on the other hand, you have enamel, which is very popular in Europe. Enamel is basically melted glass on the cast iron. A lot of people like enamel because it's easier to use. It doesn't rust. It's easier. And other people, they just prefer like the more foodies. They prefer the seasoned iron because it gives a special flavor to the food. It's natural nonstick. However, it needs to be seasoned every once in a while if you don't want to get the rust. Mm. Although if you cook greasy foods, that process is made by itself.
Well, there you go. So you have a variety of different products. Am I correct when it comes to your Victoria cast iron offerings, whether folks want to season their own pans, whether they want to get a pre-seasoned pan off the shelf, or
correct
the enamel route as well?
We do both. We do seasoned, we do enameled, and we, as Lou was saying before, we try to inspire our range of products in different cultures and different cooking methods in order to design and produce them. Yes, we are a Latin brand and that's our core, but we also like to explore new types of cooking.
I hope that our listener is paying attention, because I'm going to try and see if I can pull a few more strings and maybe line up a little giveaway for those that are as keen on cast iron as me. And I'm going to ask a little question after the interview, particularly around the whole seasoned subject. So, I would urge you to do a little Googling, a little more research into the the whole seasoned versus enamel versus unseasoned thing. And connecting with our special guest from the legendary cast iron cookware brand Victoria, Manuel Meya, Global Sales Manager, and Juliana Cardona, Marketing Director, on the line all the way from Colombia, and coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style. Get cooking, and don't forget to grab your Victoria cast iron cookware from Yuppie Chef and cooking stores in Belito. Otherwise, check out the Edison Stone website, and don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after a quick little musical break. Connecting with our special guests from the legendary cast iron cookware brand Victoria, Manuel Meya, Global Sales Manager, and Juliana Cardona, Marketing Director, on the line all the way from Colombia. And while we're on that subject, any tips from your side on taking care of your cast iron cookware to make sure that it lasts generations? Because this stuff can. I mean, you can be cooking on a 100-year-old skillet and it's doing a beautiful job if it's been taken care of, right?
Actually, there's a huge secondhand market around in the United States. There are pans from the beginning of the 20th century that are worth thousands. So, wow. Yeah, they can last.
They can certainly outlast the cook. But a couple of things you want to make sure that you're doing to make sure that the cookware stands the test of time. From what I can tell, you want to make sure that if you're using a classic piece of cast iron, don't drop it, number one. Handle it with care. And don't subject it to any intense temperature changes. Is that right?
So when it comes to enamel, you have to prevent crashes with other pans or with their lids itself, because remember, enamel is glass. It's just melted glass. So those kinds of heat can be, I mean, you can see it on the French pots. They get like these chips. Those are crashes. So that's the only thing. And when it comes to seasoning, although you can restore them, you should put, after washing and drying it very well, you should put 3 drops of any cooking oil. Just rub the oil around the cooking surface, and that should be just fine.
Brilliant. And if you get a brand new unseasoned cast iron, whether it's like a Dutch oven or a skillet, or, in order to season that thing for the first time, it's a pretty simple process, am I right?
Oh, yeah. My recommendation is to pre-season it. Just put a thin layer of oil all around the pan. Put in the oven for an hour at 300 Celsius. And then when you are going to cook for the first time, actually every time, just preheat it for around 2 minutes.
Good advice right there. So that's if you want to go the old school pure cast iron route. If you want to go enameled and make your life a little bit easier in terms of the admin, go that way. Some people love getting into the whole ritual and the routine of these things. I'm one of those guys. So for me, you're speaking my language. But it's an incredible company with an incredible history and lineage. It's going places with innovation as we speak. I know that there's been a lot of buzz around a new signature series of cookware that's been in development for like 3 years and is currently taking international markets by storm. We're hoping in the not too distant future it'll be landing on our South African shores. So watch this space. But while we are talking about Victoria's massive global influence, one thing that I definitely wanted to touch on before we wrapped up was the fact that cast iron cooking is ancient, but your manufacturing plant is cutting edge. And there's a big focus on using recycled iron in a lot of your cast iron production methods. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We tend to only use recycled cast iron, mainly from parts that are left after the cutting of the cooktops, the steel part. We buy that steel, we compact it, and then we, with additions, we turn it again into cast iron. Remember that steel and iron are, want to say, cousins. Steel has a different percentage of carbon. That's the only difference. So that's when we change it again into cast iron while we're melting it. We are obsessed to make a better product, a better solution for the consumer every day. And that obviously can only be achieved by having the state-of-the-art technology that it's around.
Wow. Well, here you go. 85 years and still going strong, still innovating, still passionate about quality and about producing world-class cookware that will stand the test of time. Juliana, for your money, for someone who has not got a Victoria cookware item in their kitchen yet, what do you reckon would be an essential, a must-have first piece to start them on their journey?
I would say the 20 centimeters skillet. Because there you can make your eggs in the morning, and it's perfect, for example, for two people. Yeah, so I think it's good because it's not that heavy. Okay, it's heavy because cast iron is heavy, but
there you go.
It's a perfect one. I would say that. That was my first one, actually.
It was your introduction. Fantastic.
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. Manuel, do you have a second pick that you think would be a good addition to that?
I'm more of a barbecue guy, so my favorite would be the 12-inch skillet. You can put a big steak there. You can do rice. I like the big stuff.
Well, you know, we're big on barbecue in this country. We call it a braai in South Africa. So braai culture is a big thing, and this stuff is definitely braai ready. It's been barbecue tested. So I think for the braai guys out there listening, this is a hot one. And I want to make sure that you know where to get it. And since we're broadcasting live from the KZN North Coast, if you are in and around the greater Ballito area, if you head through to your local Yuppie Chef, you will definitely find a wide range of Victoria cast iron cookware. Equally, at Cookin' Stores in Ballito, proudly stocking Victoria. For those listeners who might be catching this as a podcast from slightly outside of our Ballito bubble, check out the website of Edison Stone. They are the local distributors, the guys that bring Victoria proudly to our South African shores. And hopefully we'll continue to do so for the next 85 years. And celebrations are definitely in order right now with this 85-year birthday. You can't wait for the 100-year celebration, which will come in the blink of an eye. We'll be there, I have no doubt. But it must be really special for you, for your family, Manuel, to be going strong after many generations, to be watching this brand go from strength to strength. Now, not just a homegrown Colombian export, but a truly global cookware brand with legions of fans all around the world, including right here on the southern tip of Africa.
It's crazy. Imagine, I think it never crossed my grandfather's mind to his grandson will be giving an interview in South Africa. That's, it's crazy.
How do you say super cheers cool in Spanish?
Salud.
Salud. There we go. Here's to that. Here's to many more milestones and celebrations. And thanks so much for connecting with us all the way from Colombia. We're going to have to host you next time you're down south in our neck of the woods. Come down to the coast to Ballito. Man. Yeah, we'll have a braai.
I'll always, that's actually one of my dreams to go to Africa. I love animals, so obviously South Africa's up there.
You've got a place to stay. You've got an invitation. We'll sort it out. Don't worry. My special guest.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Heard it right here on Radio Life and Style, connecting with our special guests from the legendary cast iron cookware brand Victoria, Manuel Meya, Global Sales Manager, and Juliana Cardona, Marketing Director, on the line all the way from Colombia, and coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style. get cooking, and don't forget to grab your Victoria cast iron cookware from Yuppie Chef and cooking stores in Belito. Otherwise, check out the Edison Stone website, and don't touch that dial.